The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. Well, we're working on a couple of articles on aging well. So we're going to continue first with one from AARP, The Bulletin. And this is a sidebar article connected with it, and we will finish the article today, actually. Aging Breakthroughs, a Timeline. Now, this past July, a blood test emerged that can identify Alzheimer's disease in older adults with about 90% accuracy. Fast, accurate, affordable, diagnosis for Alzheimer's has been a problem. This blood test paves the way for earlier diagnoses and treatments that are most effective in the disease's early stages in patients with mild to moderate Alzheimer's. Senolytics, a class of drugs that selectively clear senescent or zombie cells, will be in proof-of-concept human trials. And this is in the next few months or years. Four drugs, SGLT inhibitors, metformin, bisphosphonates, and GLP-1, all FDA-approved to treat specific health conditions, will be used off-label as preventatives for an array of age-related diseases. And epigenetic clocks, cellular profiles that will show a person's biological age, the health of tissues and organs, relative to chronological age, will become available, which may allow for treatments targeted to areas of the body that are flagging. In 5 years, digital voice technology to diagnose Alzheimer's and cognitive impairment. Some repurposed drugs capable of changing the rate of aging will be approved and available specifically for use in anti-aging medicine. These may include spermidine, rapamycin, and metformin. In 10 years, identification of biomarkers that will predict how close you are to experiencing cognitive decline. Biomarkers that give you a risk prediction for diseases and a time frame for when you are likely to get them. Blood tests to detect biomarkers for dementia, cancer, heart disease, osteoporosis, and other age-related diseases. Drugs that slow or clear amyloid and tau tangles, as well as other treatments to slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Therapies and clinical trials that target multiple aging pathways, such as TERT, T-E-R-T, gene therapy. And blood tests that indicate the biological age of major organs. In 15 to 20 years, personalized anti-aging treatments that use AI and big data to customize anti-aging regimens based on an individual's genetic and environmental factors. Neurodegenerative prevention. Breakthroughs in preventing Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease through advanced gene therapies or cellular reprogramming. And in the future, drugs that prevent Alzheimer's disease, advanced organ regeneration, organoids and 3D printed organs for transplant and rejuvenation of failing tissues, longer lifespan via emerging geroscience advances will eventually allow us to live beyond current biological limits. Now, back to the main body of the article. What to do today to get ready for the coming revolution in aging? The stunning advances coming in human aging, perhaps shaping your old age, make the best case for preparing now by following lifestyle choices that research has proven will maximize your chance of a healthy old age and even extend longevity. It's never too late, Burden says. 20 years from now, an 80-year-old who has followed the best practices for good health, and once things are discovered and approved by FDA, is likely to be 10 years younger physiologically. In 2015, the Finnish Geriatric Intervention Study to Prevent Cognitive Impairment and Disability, or FINGER, trial demonstrated for the first time that a group of lifestyle interventions can improve brain health and prevent cognitive decline. Researchers followed 1,260 older adults, 60 to 77 years old, over a two-year period to investigate the link between lifestyle choices and cognitive health. They found a 25% greater improvement in cognition among people who adhered to healthy lifestyle behaviors than among those in the control group who received general health advice. The five fingers in the study are associated with cognitive health, and researchers generally agree on the lifestyle practices that maximize healthy aging. Exercise. Studies have shown that 30 minutes of exercise a day can help control weight, boost energy, enhance cognitive function, and promote better sleep. 15 minutes a day is useful. If you exercise even a little, it will expand your health expectancy, said the NIA's Ferrucci. Healthy eating. Although there is no single diet that is conclusively proven to slow aging, many experts recommend a Mediterranean plant-based diet that is rich in fruit and vegetables, whole grains, legumes, fish, and nuts. Minimal intake of processed food, sugar, alcohol, and red meat is also recommended. The Mediterranean diet has been proven to be effective in reducing cardiovascular disease and risk factors such as high cholesterol, high blood pressure, glucose levels, and inflammatory markers, all of which are associated with cognitive decline. A 2022 study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that a Mediterranean-style diet was associated with slower age-related brain atrophy. And in a few minutes, I'm going to read you the Prevention Magazine's Secrets of Aging Well section on nutrition. Cognitive engagement. According to neuroscientist Rogalski, numerous kinds of mental activities can help maintain general cognitive function and brain health. These may include learning a new language, playing strategy games such as chess or checkers, or working through difficult puzzles. The key is to choose activities that are mentally challenging. Social activity. Interact with friends and family in activities. It can boost your cognition and is emotionally fulfilling. A 2017 study by Rogalski's team, published in PLOS One, PLOS One, found that superagers who engage in more social relations and relationships had better memory scores than older adults who did not engage. Cardiovascular health. Stay on top of your blood pressure and cholesterol. Statins, which have been prescribed for decades, are among the most effective anti-aging drugs already on the market. They are also anti-inflammatory. Medications to lower high blood pressure, which is a primary marker of health, are also widely available. Be sure to have regular exams that include blood work, a colonoscopy, a mammogram, a prostate check, and a routine diabetes check. Talk to your doctor about supplements such as vitamin D, calcium, and B12. Although the internet is abundant in supplements promising all sorts of miracles, don't take those unless you have discussed them with your doctor. Regular dental appointments are important too. A recent analysis led by the National Institute on Aging, NIA, found that the bacteria associated with periodontal diseases are associated with the development of Alzheimer's and related dementias, especially vascular dementia. If we intervene in the first part of life, we may not be able to eliminate disease, but maybe we can compress it closer to the end of life, Ferrucci says. Most older people are not afraid of dying. They're more afraid of becoming disabled and dependent on others. If we could expand the good life, we can prolong longevity. The problem is that we're only intervening on disease when the disease becomes clinically evident. Geroscientists stress that these kinds of advancements in health span are more important than holding out hope that we will eventually be able to live to 200. But living to 100 in excellent health seems to be a commonly attainable goal in the not-too-distant future. In September 2000, two researchers made a friendly wager. Biologist Stephen Ostad predicted that someone alive that year would live to be 150. Longevity researcher S.J. Ozhansky challenged him to a bet, arguing that no matter what advances were made in anti-aging medicine, no human who was alive in 2000 would still be around in 2150. Both men invested $150. They've since doubled the bet, and with returns, the pot could feasibly exceed $1 billion by 2150. The only question is, whose descendants will reap the rewards? Ozhansky, a professor in the School of Public Health at the University of Illinois at Chicago, remains a skeptic. I'm more confident today that I will win this bet than when I first made it 24 years ago. There's no evidence to suggest anyone will live past 120, let alone 150. Ostad, who is AFAR's scientific director, counters, "We have learned since the bet that life-extending drugs, at least in mice, have a substantial longevity boost even when begun as late as 60 years or more. I'm fairly confident that such drugs will be available within 20 years, but even if it takes 30 years, I'm confident that I'll win. And that could add up to an awful lot of candles on your birthday cakes." So this article was compiled by Jean Doran McDowell, who's a former correspondent for Time magazine, who has written for the New York Times and other publications. We have one final sidebar in the list of my longevity secrets. Tony Wiscore, 60. D.H. Chen, distinguished professor of neurology and neurological sciences at Stanford University. "I enjoy different types of food, exercise, and social activities. Sleep 7 hours a day and tend not to worry too much about things. Most of my meals are freshly prepared and contain fruits, nuts, and vegetables. Lots of cheese, chocolate, and I love a glass of wine with my meals. I do Pilates exercise a few times a week and try to do a weekly 10K run. I don't take any supplements or drugs." Now, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to go to Prevention's Secrets of Aging Well, and we're on the section of the best foods for longevity. And so last time we did talk about some of the ones to fight infection, like spinach, mushrooms, and carrots, lower cholesterol, whole oats, sesame oil, artichokes, reduce blood pressure, that was lentils, blueberries, and cinnamon. So now let's look at lowering blood pressure. Oh, I like this one. Arugula. This sometimes forgotten leafy green is one of the richest sources of healthy nitrates. Nitrates are converted into nitrous oxide, which widens blood vessels and eases blood flow, lowering blood pressure. Then there's dark chocolate. This treat is an excellent source of flavonoids, which a BMJ study linked to reduced blood pressure. Heart benefits of chocolate have been seen with as little as 10 chocolate chips a day, says Adrian Udom, MD, a nutrition specialist and the author of Hungry for More. Opt for a 1 ounce square of dark chocolate with at least 70% cocoa, or add unsweetened cocoa powder to oatmeal. Milk. We all know that milk is a great source of bone-strengthening calcium, but it also contains nutrients like potassium and manganese that can lower blood pressure and decrease your risk of developing hypertension. It's so effective for maintaining heart disease that skim milk is recommended as part of the official DASH, dietary approaches to stop hypertension, diet. Then improve your liver health. Eggs. Wanna shows your liver some love? Eat more eggs. The yolks are rich in chlorine. Excuse me, they're rich in choline, an essential nutrient that plays an important role in helping your liver metabolize fat. Just one has around 35% of the 425 milligrams of choline you need per day. You can also find choline in broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and peanut butter. Brazil nuts. Just one or two Brazil nuts provide more than your daily dose of selenium, a trace element that's crucial for liver health. Selenium is required for glutathione peroxidase, a major detoxification enzyme and antioxidant to work. Brussels sprouts. This vegetable is a good source of sulforaphane, which may help protect the liver. It increases detox agents in the liver, boosting their function. It also decreases enzymes that cause liver damage due to factors such as excessive alcohol consumption. To relieve headaches, coffee. Caffeine helps reduce the size of blood vessels that often enlarge before a headache or a migraine, causing pain by stretching surrounding nerves. When caffeine is added to acetaminophen and aspirin, their pain-relieving effect increases by 40%. Drinking coffee at the onset of a headache may help ease the pain. Almonds. Research has found that having low levels of magnesium abundant in almonds is linked to migraines. Magnesium plugs a certain receptor involved in the transmission of pain throughout the nervous system. Eat 1 ounce of dry roasted almonds, about 23 nuts, for 20% of the recommended daily value. Ginger. Studies have noted that ginger powder may be just as effective at treating migraines as some common medications because its anti-inflammatory properties can naturally mimic aspirin. That effect also helps soothe the nausea that often accompanies headaches. Spicy ginger makes a delicious addition to a wide range of dishes, easily giving you superfood clout in any meal. To prevent cancer, cabbage. This vegetable contains glucosinolates, which can fight cancer cells. They change the way certain compounds are metabolized, so they're less likely to cause cancer. Garlic. A study of more than 40,000 women found that those who ate the most garlic had a 50% lower risk of colon cancer than those who ate the least, likely because of an antioxidant in garlic called allicin. Cranberries. According to one review, cranberries can help inhibit several cancers, including those of the stomach and brain. Certain cranberry compounds may cause cancer cell death and reduce harmful oxidative stress. Ease inflammation. Tart cherry juice. Oregon Health and Science University researchers found that women who drank tart cherry juice twice a day for 3 weeks had significantly less inflammation than those who drank artificial juice. Tart cherries are rich in antioxidants, which combat inflammation. Eggplant. Purple and blue foods like eggplant get their hue from anthocyanins, antioxidants consistently shown to reduce inflammation. Eggplant is rich in that, with 750 milligrams per 100 grams. Other good sources include plums, grapes, and purple corn. Walnuts. One review of studies published in the Journal of Nutrition found that antioxidant compounds in walnuts can reduce harmful inflammation in brain cells, potentially lowering the risk of cognitive decline. To get your fill, snack on walnuts on their own or sprinkle them on your yogurt. Soothe the joint pain, broccoli. Sulforaphane, which a UK study found blocks enzymes that can cause painful joint destruction, is released during the consumption of broccoli. Broccoli is also rich in vitamin C, which helps ward off rheumatoid arthritis. Green tea. Case Western Reserve University researchers found that EGCG, an antioxidant in green tea, may block enzyme activity that promotes joint damage. Add lemon juice to help your body digest the EGCG properly. Salmon. This fish is a rich source of omega-3 fatty acids, which research has shown to have potent anti-inflammatory properties that can help prevent rheumatoid arthritis and reduce pain in those who already have it. And finally, heal wounds. Sweet potatoes. Eating a sweet spud, which has nearly six times the daily recommended value of vitamin A, may prevent wounds from getting infected. Vitamin A is important to keep your skin structurally sound, says Joan Salge Blake, a registered dietitian and a clinical professor at the Boston University Sargent College of Health and Rehabilitation Sciences. Otherwise, bacteria and viruses can more easily enter your body. Cashews. These nuts contain zinc, which reduces inflammation that accompanies skin wounds and helps produce proteins that enhance the quick production of skin cells. Finally, red pepper, red bell pepper. Red bell peppers are brimming with vitamin C, eventually essential for healing injuries. When you have a cut, your body needs vitamin C to produce new collagen, a protein required to heal wounds. A cup of chopped raw red peppers has more than double the daily recommended value. Now, it looks like we have time to go to AARP, the magazine, and look at a money saver article. Canceled checks. When Target stopped accepting paper checks at the register this past summer, it was one of many signs of this payment method's slow decline. Here are some more. Americans use checks less. Checks processed by the Federal Reserve, 1993, $19 billion, 2023, $3.1 billion. And younger adults use them hardly at all. Percentage of Americans who wrote a check in 1 month, October of 2023, 7% ages 18 to 24, 69% ages 65 plus. Checks aren't popular for paying bills. 8% are popular. 26% pay debt account, 25% bank payment app, 17% debit card, 12% credit card, 5% cash, and 7% other. That's the share of transactions by payment type. And then here's the share of transactions by payment type. When you're making a purchase, 1% check, 37% credit card, 33% debit card, 19% cash, 3% prepaid card, 3% payee debit account, and 3% other. The largest check ever written, tied to the 1995 merger of two British drug companies, was for £2.5 billion, or $4 billion at the time. Although on the decline, checks are still key to how some organizations and people get paid. Here's the percentage of payments received as checks. Contractors, electricians, and plumbers, 54% in 2017, 25% in 2023. Charities and religious groups, 33% in 2017 and 22% in 2023. And landlords, 31% in 2017 and 19% in 2023. The U.S. government doesn't like writing checks either. Since 2013, most Social Security recipients have been required to receive benefits electronically. And we have other ways of setting up with friends and family. Share of person-to-person payments by method in 2023. Venmo or Zelle, 50%. cash 42%, check 7%, other 1%. If you're mailing a check, experts advise using the mail drop inside a post office, not a neighborhood mailbox. Mailing checks has become riskier than ever. Reports of check fraud potentially related to mail theft in 2020 were 280,000, 2021, 350,000, 2022, 680,000. This activity was fraud, plain and simple, a Chase spokesperson had to explain regardless of what you see online. And check fraud went viral last summer. Inspired by TikTok videos, thousands of Chase Bank customers preyed on a programming glitch to deposit bad checks at ATMs, then withdrew the check's face value in cash up to tens of thousands of dollars. For the remainder of our time today, we're going to look at a few more money-saving tips under the heading of groceries. This is from AARP The Bulletin. Try Imperfect Food. Imperfect Food and Misfits Market, two companies that deliver food weekly on a subscription basis, recently merged, although both brands are still available. Their foods have slight imperfections or are overstocked. By carefully shaping your weekly delivery, you can save big bucks compared with a typical grocery store run. Let grocery stores compete for your dollar. Flip is a unique app that gathers up sales flyers in your region. You can then review them on your phone. If you live in an area with several competing grocery stores, you can save serious money by finding out in advance where the best prices are for the things that you want. Shop your pantry and fridge. Before you head out to do your week's grocery shopping, take a careful look at what you already have on hand. Be sure to explore stuff that's shuffled its way to the back. Challenge yourself to come up with recipes that use up your inventory, especially items that will expire soon. If you can find enough food on hand to make one meal a week, you could easily cut your grocery bill by $10 a trip. That would translate to saving $520 a year. Or you could buy it used. This is the next heading. Gift cards. You can find unused gift cards for sale at less than face value on sites such as Card Cash or Raise. Discounts vary, but generally range from a few percentage points to 25% off or more at name brand retailers. Well, that's about all the time we have for these tips today. I hope they've helped. We've run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I do hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.